Now, over these last few weeks, I have the privilege of sharing a little bit in the evening with Shane. We've been going through the book of Jude, and tonight we're going to conclude that series. So let's open our Bibles, if you will, to the book of Jude. Easy to find. It's the very last one before the book of the Revelation. And sadly, it's a very, very neglected little book, only one chapter, but it's very, very challenging for today. I want to read those last few verses, and that's what I'd like to share with you this evening. Hear the word of God. That's Jude, and that's from verse 17. But, dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers, who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep your souls in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained with corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. You remember, brothers and sisters, this moving book written by the brother of Jesus. He originally intended to write about the salvation that we have in Christ when the Holy Spirit laid upon him to rather change that idea and write to us about what this book is all about. He has been warning you and me about the whole danger of apostasy. Apostasy stands for someone who makes a profession of faith in Jesus. And the danger is that they may go forward at a meeting or they may pray with you and you think, oh, well, they've been converted. And everybody's very happy and thrilled with that. Only to find that months or years later, they give it up. It's not that they backslide. Because there's a difference. The backslider will come back again, but not the apostate. They throw it up, they go back to the world, and they want nothing more to do with the Word of God and with the Lord Jesus. They become apostates. Be very, very careful, is the message of Jude. In simple terms, be careful of pretenders. Now, there are pretenders all around you and all around me. Now, not only do they see them in folks who wander away from the gospel, but you see it in false teachers. I can't think of a day when there's been as much error and false teaching as there is today. It's horrendous and it's very scary. They knock on your doors. They offer you free correspondence courses. They're all over the net. They're on television. The false teachers promoting a false gospel are all around us. So brothers and sisters, it's not easy. That's the message of Jude. Now, how do we survive in the last days? How can you and me stay close to Jesus until the end? That's what we want, isn't it? It's not how we start. It's how we end. How can you and I get to the end strong, loving Christ more than we've ever loved him, These last few verses in Jude answer that question. I just call it survival in the last days. And there are four very simple things that Jude is going to say to you and to me. If you do this, by God's grace, you are going to be strong. Right to the very end. All right, let's have a look at them together. The first thing that Jude does say to us is that we must remember. We must remember. Let's go back there to verse 17. See, but dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers. Mustn't be shocked. There will be those who follow their own ungodly desires. So what did the apostles say? Let me remind you. In Acts chapter 20 and verses 29 and 30, it says this. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Remember that. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit explicitly says that in the later times, some will fall away. They will fall away from the faith and pay attention to deceitful spirits and the doctrines of demons. What does Jude say? Remember that. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. They will turn away their ears from the truth, and they will turn aside to myths. Friends, remember that. 2 Peter 3, verse 3. Know this. First of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, and they will follow their own lusts. That's clear, isn't it, friends? It's abundantly clear. We are told that before Jesus comes, there are going to be false teachers. There are going to be pretenders. I'm sharing it with you tonight. Be careful. Now, what do you notice when you put all the false teachers together? Well, the first thing is they cause divisions. They cause divisions. These are the men, it says in verse 19, who divide you. They cause divisions in churches. They make false distinctions among Christians by elevating themselves above others. Be very careful. May you and I here in our church be very, very careful of pretenders, because they will seek to infiltrate our church as every other one and cause divisions. Secondly, says Jude, they are worldly minded. See at the end there? They follow mere natural instincts. They're not governed by the Spirit. They're not governed by the Bible. They're not governed by the things of God. They follow their own natural instincts. What is Jude saying? Remember that. Be very, very careful. So they cause divisions. They are worldly minded. But here's the real issue. At the end of verse 19, here's the heart of the matter when he says, and they do not have the Spirit. And that's the crutch. Somebody may pretend to be a Christian. You may be tempted to think they've been saved, but they haven't got the Spirit. So how do I know that a person is saved? when the Holy Spirit has come to live in that person's life. Their sins have been wonderfully forgiven. They are adopted into the family and they become children of God. And the Spirit who has come to live in them graciously continues this work, making that new Christian more and more like Jesus. If anyone does not have the Spirit, they do not belong to Christ, but pretenders pretend. And they fall away. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Be careful, says Jude. Remember. Remember. All right, number two. The second thing that he tells us to hold on to as we prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus is that we are to remain. Remain. Remember and remain. Look what he says. But you. Isn't that a lovely little two words there? You see, the pretenders cause divisions. The pretenders are worldly minded. The pretenders don't have the Spirit. But you, see the difference? You and I, by God's grace, are different. And listen to what he says. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. And that's the responsibility that I have as a Christian. And my dear brothers and sisters, I want to share it with you tonight, what you have as well. What Jude is stressing here now is a personal, individual responsibility upon every believer to take his salvation very seriously and to build ourselves up in the faith. It's our responsibility. It's our great privilege. And that speaks very much to my own heart. So how do we do that? How do we remain? Well, the first thing is, build yourselves up. So you say to me, but Warwick, how do I do that? How do I become stronger? How do I become more into a closer relationship with Jesus? How do I become more effective? How do I grow? I don't want to stay as an immature Christian. How do I build? There's only one answer to that, dear friends. No other easy. There's no other way. But through the reading, what Shane was saying this evening, and the meditation, and the study of this precious book. John MacArthur put it like this. He says, to study the Word of God is like a spiritual weightlifter. It makes you stronger and stronger so that you can stand firmly in the place of blessing. Just to help a little bit, if I may. You see, if I had to ask you today, just a thought, I need to answer it loud, of course you don't do that, but just to try and bring it home. If I had to ask you today, how much time did you spend in your Bible yesterday? Meditating and reading from God's Word. Friday? Thursday, maybe. Your answer to that, friends, not saying it to make you feel guilty, not at all. But if you have been too busy, there's something wrong. What Jude is saying is, Jesus is coming. There are pretenders all over around us. There are pretenders in the churches and there are pretenders in the world. There are false prophets on every corner. Make sure that you are different and you are building yourself up in the Word of God. He was a Church of England minister and he got converted when he was a minister. That's amazing, isn't it? He used to preach every Sunday and he wasn't saved. He used to do prayer meetings and he wasn't a Christian. And he got converted. And one of the biggest things that helped him to become a Christian was a book called A Serious Call to a devout and a holy life by a man called William Law. Anyway, this man read this book and he was converted. His name was George Whitfield. He became, arguably, the greatest evangelist that's ever hit our world. And he wrote these words, if you get them, it's in our library here, the letters of George Whitfield, and I quote, he says this. He says, my mind became open and enlarged. And I began to read the Bible on my knees. I laid aside every book and I prayed over every word and every line. This proved to be meat indeed and drink for my soul. And every day I received from God fresh light, fresh love, and fresh power. That's magnificent writing every day. And slowly he began to build up, you see. That's what Jude is saying. Remember this morning we had a terrific sermon here by Dr. Paul Tripp. So many of us are in the box and we're not holding on to the grace. Please, dear friends, listen. Don't stay as an immature Christian. Hold yourself out. The second thing he tells you, and pray in the Holy Spirit. And pray in the Holy Spirit. Now that's got nothing to do, as so many would say today, about speaking in tongues. That's not praying in the Spirit necessarily. Praying in the Spirit is simply praying out of hearts that are indwelt, illuminated, and filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what it's saying. It is praying with desires and aims that have been so cleansed by God's Holy Spirit that our hearts and our requests are right. Now, you know, in 2008, we think, man, there must be some other means. There must be some other thing I've got to do to become a stronger Christian. But you see, the Bible is saying to us the two simple things that you learned at Sunday school are still real today. How do I grow? I spend time in the Word, and I spend time in prayer. And I love to pray. And I love to spend time with God, because I must. But He's my Father. And I love to talk to Him through His Word. And He communicates to us. Again, one says to help us, say, how's my prayer life going tonight? May I ask you as your brother, is it going all right? Is everything okay there? Not worrying about how many books you're reading or how many activities you're involved in. Because that is not the indication. Not activities. It's not knowledge. The great thing is, spend time with Jesus in the Word. And spend time with Christ in prayer. That's what he says. And then he says thirdly, you see verse 21, and keep your souls in God's love. See, it's my responsibility. God has saved us by His grace. God keeps us by His grace. But I respond to that. And I'm building myself up and I'm praying and I'm keeping myself in the love of God. And not only that, but fourthly, he says, I expect mercy. As you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. Jesus is coming, friend. We're going to be there. It's not going to be easy. There are pretenders. There are apostates out there. How do I stand true to the end? Remember. Remember what they taught us. And remain. Remain. Keep your heart on fire. Stay close to Jesus Christ. Make it a priority. perhaps, if I may even suggest it, if it slipped, start tomorrow. Get that alarm clock on just 10 minutes or so earlier than normal. And get up. So where do I start to read? Start with Mark's Gospel. And start with Psalms. What do I pray for? Pray through the Lord's Prayer. Just to be simple. But start. And say, God, I don't want to be too busy to spend time with you. Remain. Remember. Number 3 says, Jude, we reach out. See verse 22? We seek then to reach out to those who are without Christ. He says, be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. And to others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained with corrupted flesh. So who do we reach out to? We seek to be merciful to those who doubt. You may have a friend. They've never come to Jesus, friend. They've never submitted their life to the Lordship of Christ. Don't give up on them. Pray for them. Seek opportunities to befriend them. Take them for a cup of coffee on a regular basis. You see, the heart of a Christian is they love the lost. And they are sincere doubters. They really are seeking answers to their questions. And I don't know all the answers myself, but I always say to people, if I can't answer them, I'm sorry I can't today, but I'll find the answer and I'll come back to you tomorrow. And you email them or you SMS or you phone them and you seek to come alongside those who doubt. But you see, that's the Christian. We are not pretenders. We love the lost. We are concerned for them. So there are those who doubt. Others, see verse 23, we seek to snatch them from the fire and to save them. I hope in my life, and if I may say that for you, that you and I as Christians never lose an understanding of hell, ever. We believe from the Bible that for those who die without Christ, my friends, they go into hell. And you know what? We don't just want to be a hellfire and brimstone preacher. But what does that do to us? It means that to you and me, we'll do anything. 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 To save one person. Going to hell. I hope there's a burning desire in your heart to reach out to the lost. Here in Pinetown, where you live, your neighbors next door to you, those you play your squash with, those that you're at school with. Oh, seek to win them. Even tomorrow. Ask God for an opportunity tomorrow. Every day, Lord, create an opportunity for me tomorrow to share my faith. And so there's a compassionate heart. But to others, they are confirmed sinners. They're confirmed in them. So to others, he says, you show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. They appear on the surface to be absolutely confirmed. All we can do for them is love them, pray for them, live the life before them. But what does a Christian do? We reach out. We reach out. We seek to reach out. That's what our mission conference is all about. We want to become more like God, concerned for Pinetown, concerned for KZN, concerned for Africa, but concerned for the world. We are concerned. Got a, from Janice just now, it just struck me again. With the Olympics taking place, all the focus is on the Olympics. I watch the Olympics. My one hope is that Michael Phelps gets what, 7 or 8 medals. I'd love him to do that. But whether he does or not, I don't know. But what's more important? Pray for the faithful people who will be evangelizing during the games. that during this time of unprecedented opportunity, many will hear the gospel. Pray for that. Pray for the Olympic Village Church, that many will come. You see, it's a mindset. Always wanting people to get converted. And then lastly, rest. Praise God for that. We rest in a wonderful God. Verse 24 and 25. To Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory and majesty and power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Praise God, we have a faithful God. When somebody's truly saved, Jesus will keep them to the end. We are kept. Kept by a faithful, loving, precious God. We rest in that. And because He is faithful, and because He will keep us, we respond to that warmth. We respond to that amazing, loving grace by spending time with Him. Because we've grown to love Him. He will keep you. Not only that, see verse 24, He will present you faultless before His presence without fault. You could spend a wonderful time on that, isn't it? No fault. How is that possible? Only because you've been imputed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ when you came as a Christian. And that's what Jesus will do for you. He'll keep you, He'll present you faultless, and He is the only God, our Savior. No other Savior. No other way back to God. It's only through our God and Savior. And to Him, oh, be the glory, the majesty, the power, and the authority. So my brothers and sisters, as we look to the coming of Christ, as we live in the days in which we live, what does Jude say to us? Remember. Remember what was said. Remain. Let you and I say, Lord, tomorrow I want to start again. Sorry, I've just let my slip. Sorry, I've just become too busy. I want to spend more time with You in the Word and spend more time in prayer. I want to keep myself in Your love. I want to remain. And oh God, help me tomorrow to reach out. To have a heart of terrific compassion and love for the lost. Remember, remain, reach out, but deep down, rest in the hands of a loving God who says, I'll keep you. I'll present you faultless. I will do that for you. It's a great book. Amen. Let's have a prayer. Father, we thank You for this wonderful book of Jude. And it's just reminded us afresh of the dangerous times we're in. So many books and DVDs and stuff on the net and television that's not doctrinally true. Keep us clear. Keep us in the Word. Help us, Lord, to build ourselves up and to reach out to a lost world with Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank You. Thank You so much for bringing us together tonight. And we long to love You more and serve You better. In Jesus' name, Amen.